It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. This spring, a tunnel at Hanford Nuclear Reservation collapsed. The collapse was a surprise. Nobody knew exactly why it happened or what it meant for all of the other nuclear waste storage sites at Hanford. Well, the Department of Energy has been trying to figure this out, and KUOW reporter Anna King has been poring through the DOE's report on the collapse.
So they came up with three main reasons that they think this tunnel might have collapsed. One was the materials or the construction methods of the tunnel itself. Two is just time. They had this tunnel in for a long, long time, decades, and it just wasn't designed to last that long. And then thirdly, we had a really wet winter and spring this year. Usually out here, we only get about 7 inches of rain. We got tons more snow and rain than that. And that kind of created this load, this heavy load in the soil that covers the tunnel and perhaps made it just too heavy to sustain.
And will you remind us why it matters so much how this tunnel collapsed?
Well, officials are really worried that if the tunnel was to further collapse, that a plume of radioactive dust could go airborne and perhaps go across the site or even off the site into neighboring communities. And that's really worrying. They don't want any radioactive constituents getting off the site, but especially not airborne ones that can just float anywhere. And so they have done a lot of stuff to try and mitigate that, putting a tarp over that tunnel to keep the dust down if it did collapse further.
And as I mentioned, Hanford's got other nuclear waste storage sites. What else could go wrong at Hanford?
Well, there's a lot that could go wrong at Hanford. Key point is there's 56 million gallons of radioactive sludge waste that is in aging underground tanks. Now, those are kind of like World War II battleships and Cold War era battleships. If you think about the salty air in Seattle and how metal reacts with that, well, think about these things underground since World War II and the Cold War holding all this radioactive sludge. And it's just a little ways from the Columbia River. So nobody wants those to leak more than they already have. They've already leaked about a million gallons. Then there's a K basin built in the 50s. It's filled with waste and it's just a little bit from the Columbia River. And it has sludge and waste inside it as well. And then there's these trenches filled with waste like lab coats and beakers and liquids, all in these like Simpson style kind of barrels. And they dig those trenches up and try to repackage that waste and put it into a more safe configuration. But there's a lot of that that remains to be done. And often in these barrels, they just don't know what's in there. They have to x-ray them and look at them with different equipment to figure out what could be inside. There's liquids and other dangerous things. And then there's this really big facility that holds 2,000 cesium and strontium capsules in a huge pool. It actually is so radioactive hot that it glows green or blue color. And it's highly radioactive stuff. And it's some of Hanford's largest amount of radioactivity is stored in these capsules. And it needs to be put into dry storage. And that's because if we were to have a huge earthquake, this facility is really old. And it could end up being something like a Fukushima type event where they're worried about these capsules overheating if the water was to drain out. And then finally, we have the groundwater. We have these massive plumes of stuff like hexavalent chromium and radioactive constituents that are under the ground in the desert soil running with the groundwater towards the Columbia River. Now, there's huge pump and treat facilities that are working on that, but they really need to clean up those water plumes before they get to the Columbia, where many communities draw their water.
Anna, I'm feeling happy to have a mountain range in between me and Hanford right now. So as for this tunnel that collapsed in the spring that I mentioned, you've made a video explaining that collapse, and we're tweeting that out right now at KUOW. What kind of stuff was inside that tunnel?
So the tunnel was mainly used for big pieces of equipment that couldn't fit in a waste dump somewhere else. So if they were too big and too hot with radioactive constituents, then they would put it on this train and drive it with a remote locomotive under the ground into these tunnels that were right near the plant. And I think the plan was eventually like, okay, we'll figure out how to dispose of that waste in a better way. but the plan just never has been implemented. And so it's just been sitting there all this time. And there, when they see pictures of this stuff, which you can see online on some of my reports that I've done in the past, they're just massive. They fill up whole train cars with equipment. And so it's really unwieldy waste to work with. And some of them have like cavities inside of them that could be holding water or other stuff. So the engineers right now are really trying to figure out how is the best way to stabilize this waste. And they think what they're going to do is pour in layer cake grout kind of in layers to make sure that all of that stuff is solidified and can't dust up anything.
So nobody got stuck in that tunnel when it fell in? Nobody died? Are Hanford workers feeling like they got off easy with this collapse?
I think that Hanford never takes emergencies lightly, and we are all grateful that no one was hurt or killed in this incident. But it goes to show that there's just a lot out at Hanford that we need to keep watch on. There's hundreds and hundreds of these waste sites. The ones I mentioned earlier are just the big boys. But these, you know, there's all these infrastructures and buildings and sheds and tanks. And if you don't keep a good eye on it, it could go bad. And some of these places are only really looked at every decade or so. So there's just so much out here people are really worried there's not enough funding to keep an eye on all of it and to make all of it safe.
Finally, Anna, you've been covering Hanford for years. Beyond the federal funding, what big questions do you have moving forward?
Right. So the big one is again, that federal budget. They are going to cut $120 million if Trump's budget goes through. So that would curtail quite a bit of cleanup already going on at the site, and no new cleanup would be started. And some programs like groundwater or other programs might be cut back quite severely. Also, you know, I'm wondering if they can get that waste treatment plant up and running, really. It's a huge behemoth of a plant. It's very, very complicated. It looks like downtown Seattle in the middle of the desert. There's sand on the ground and gravel, and then up above you are these skyscraper buildings that are trying to clean up that radioactive sludge waste. And they just haven't been able to get like inertia to finish it. I mean, they've been building it and building it and building it. And everyone's wondering, is that going to be an albatross out in the middle of the desert? Or is it actually going to work? In 2000, they were supposed to only spend about $4 billion on the total plant, and it was supposed to be running by 2011. Well, now they're saying that possibly it could cost as much as $17 billion and not be up and running fully until the 2030s, although it would be doing some low-level waste earlier than that. That's just a lot of cost overrun and a lot of time that's gone by, and to see if it really can get off the ground. Then the other thing is, can we clean the site up with all the infrastructure that's aging? So if you think about an old road, like the road just gets older, it gets more potholes, it gets weathered, it starts crumbling on the edges. Well, that's happening with all of Hanford's roads. So just to get to the cleanup sites, they have to maintain all those roads, and that costs money. And then all the electricity and all the buildings all have to be maintained until you can finally get all the cleanup done. So what happens is that it grows, the amount of money just to keep the infrastructure going grows and grows and grows, and the actual cleanup dollars shrink and shrink and shrink. So can you beat that time clock? I'm wondering, you know, in a few decades, where we'll be on the cleanup.
KUOW reporter Anna King telling you how that tunnel collapse at Hanford happened and about the other nuclear waste cleanup issues there on KUOW's The Record.